We're going to Isaiah. So if you can find the book of Isaiah, that might be helpful. And how many know that our president is the 45th president of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody ever heard of Lance Wallnau?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got a press from John this morning, a little note, and on my computer to listen to Lance, and he had sent me a little message, but I want you to realize that we are in a very crucial time, and Lance was sharing some of these facts, and I'm about to give you some of them, but I'm not sure exactly how long ago, but Isaiah 45 was given to him concerning President Trump. And he was told by the Lord that this man would be the Cyrus in our nation. Okay? And of course, there's a lot of material in Isaiah 45, and I'm not going to go the whole thing there because it's going to be a long process. But he pointed out something that was kind of cool. He talked about the Roman Church, the Anglican Church, the Protestant churches, etc., etc., and including the Islam. All of these back up their foundation to Abraham, which is kind of cool. Abraham was told that he would be the father of many
nations.
That was one of the reasons why I pulled that out, because we are the house of prayer for all nations. And I can remember when we first formed the church 15 years ago that I didn't want to put that in there because it was too long. The name was going to be too long. And I got reprimanded, corrected, readjusted, and obeyed. Okay? Now, it's 500 years this year that the Protestant Reformation started. 500 years. How many know Passover has a special meaning to God and his ways of thinking? On that very day, this year in 2017, the new judge was installed, Gorsuch. So, we have a major victory there. On June 7th, 50 years ago, it's to 2017, Jerusalem became the city of Israel and was restored. May 2nd, 70 years ago, Israel became a nation. May 2nd, that's right around the corner. Amen? In November of this year, it's going to be 100 years from the Balfour Declaration, which was in World War I, when Israel actually was belonging to England. So, I want to take you to see a little bit about Isaiah 45. Now, here's the clincher. In January 13th, 2009, Mary Ann had this particular whole chapter for me. She was actually prophesying and doesn't know it. She's not here to hear about it. But I pray God will reveal to her the next level, because again, I've got her name right here. I've got January 13th, 2009. Now, did I comprehend what God was saying in 2009?
Probably not.
Did the Holy Ghost know?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Why did he tattle to Marianne?
Because he probably knew you wouldn't get it.
She was willing. Okay? When you are willing to stretch your neck out a little bit, you're going to get some flack. Whenever you think that you are going to obey the Lord and the enemy doesn't see what you're up to and doesn't just sit back and say, oh, you did such a good job, you're such a good kid. No, he's going to try to slap you. You've got to make up your mind that you need to respond. You need to respond who you're serving. Why? And I'm not picking on Marianne now. That's not what I'm doing. I just want you to know that she was an obedient vessel who gave what she received. And now, it just happens to be 7 years later, it's confirmed. Because it was January 2017 that our new King Cyrus took his position. So, verse 1, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations. So this is really saying that our president is going to subdue nations before our God and to strip kings of their armor, which is their protection, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. These are the I wills. And I want you to probably put a circle on verse 2 because you're going to see I will. These are the promises that are, I believe, Lance received information and we are getting it tonight. I will go before you, King Cyrus, or President Trump, and will level the mountains. Mountains represents government. So I'm giving you insight there. I will break down gates of bronze. Bronze represents what? Anybody know? Bronze represents suffering. I will break down gates of suffering and cut through bars of iron. Anybody know what bars of iron mean?
Prison?
Huh? Nope. It means witchcraft. It means witchcraft. People stand in a row and they're like iron, stiff-necked, full of pride, immovable. The only problem is they turn to rust when the living rain comes upon them. So notice it's, I will break down the gates of suffering. I will cut through bars of iron. I will cut through what? People who do witchcraft. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places. Notice who's doing this. I will. Here's the purpose. So that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summonses you by name.
What did you say, mountain to work?
Oh, government.
Government. Well, because, you know, if you don't have an understanding of what these things mean, you're going to read it and it's going to be a strange story for somebody else. If you understand some of the things he's really saying, it's awesome. Notice, of course, in verse 1, it's doors, which I had a side note of double doors. It's more than one. We had visions of doors being opened.
Yes.
More than once. Are you ready now? Verse 4. Here's why he's doing it. For the sake of Jacob, my servant. Jacob represents the man of?
Flesh.
You got it. Of Israel, my chosen. Look at how he distinguishes between those that are of the flesh and those that are of the spirit. The man of the spirit is Israel. The man called Jacob is the man of flesh. I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor. though you do not acknowledge me. In other words, he knows the king doesn't really know him personally, but he's still operating and using him. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. Mm-mm-mm. Are you ready for another I will? Verse 5. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me. In other words, notice again, he's talking about our president. He's also talking about Cyrus. And he's making it clear that he's in the control room. Verse 6. I love this one because it speaks about the rising sun. Who's the nation that's calling themselves the rising sun?
Japan.
Yeah. Thank you. So that from the rising of the sun to the place of it setting, men may know there is none besides me. So he's really saying global. I am the Lord and there is no other. 7. I formed the light and created darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. 8. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Wow. You heavens above, rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Who are the clouds? The witnesses. They're releasing what?
Righteousness.
Correct standing before God so that you don't feel guilty or stupid in his sight. Watch the next part. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. So he's on the job and he's going to have his way and he's trying to tell you, get ready. Woe to him who quarrels with his maker. Did you ever have an argument with God? Did you ever try to tell him off? I got news for you. He's going to win. To him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Yeah. That's a good look at myself. Amen? Does your work say he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what have you begotten? Or to his mother, what have you brought to birth? This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its maker. Concerning things to come, do you question me about my children? Or give me orders about the work of my hand? It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. Not afraid to let you know who did the work, right? Clear, simple, and to the point. My own hand stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry host. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. In his righteousness, not his own. Everybody thinks he's arrogant. Yes, he is. Sometimes he doesn't keep his mouth shut. Neither do I.
Neither do I.
Whoops. You angels, did you ever notice your mouth took off on you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're related to the president too. I will make all his ways straight. Notice who's going to straighten him out. He will rebuild my city. I love that. That means he's going to do some work in downtown Jerusalem. And set my exiles free, but not for a price or reward, says the Lord Almighty. I could go on and give you the rest, but I'm going to let you do that because I have a sense that when you and I look at what God can do with a simple scripture that's been given to the church thousands of years ago, because we've had it for 2,000 years as a church, but Israel had it before. Okay? And he's writing things that are prevalent right now and relevant. There are things that he's got planned that you and I could never conceive. Our brains are just a little bit too skinny, and we need to be aware of that. And when I was studying this afternoon, I debated, Lord, do you really want me to share this? He said, it's not because Lance got it, it's because I gave it to everybody. You can go on YouTube and you can check this out. You can listen to the whole message, which I would advise you to do if you have a computer. But if you don't, think about looking at the word and then asking the Lord, what does this mean for me? When you read the scriptures, what does it mean for me? What is it saying to me and about me and about my nation? And about the earth and about the whole globe? He's not interested in throwing away half of it. He's not interested in burning it up. Some people think that, oh, we're all going to get flipping out of here. Okay? Be gone for several months or years or whatever. And then he's going to torch the whole earth. Not a good idea. Wouldn't it be better if we occupy till he comes? Wouldn't it be better if he turns the governments of this nation to the Lord? And we start seeing nation after nation accept Jesus? Wouldn't that be a lot sweeter? Really? This afternoon, I was pressed to pick up one of Doug's books. And I'm not going to go repeating everything about it, but I got a number and I go to that page and that's what I went to look at. And in it, he's talking about the new creation. And you know, everybody thinks that this earth suit and this little brain is all we have. And if you're in that mindset, you need to adjust. Inside of you and me, which is what I shared with you on Sunday, the spirit part of me and the spirit part of you is so much greater than what you could conceive. Oh. I talked to you about my brother who's on his way back to Canada. Did you ever get nosy with God? How many of you ever got really nosy with God? Okay. I was going through a midlife crisis. And I was really questioning the Lord. You know, I'd like to know what I look like in the spirit.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's good. Told you I was having a midlife crisis. Yes. I was looking in the mirror. Things were not behaving. And, come on, you can laugh.
For me for a long time.
But I'm trying to show you, be nosy. Okay? So I said, Lord, I really would like to know, you know, what my spirit man looks like. And of course he didn't answer. It was blank. So I thought he forgot about it. About, 6-8 weeks later, I get a card in the mail. But my sister-in-law, she went to the drugstore in the town where I was born, and she saw a picture on a card. I don't even know if it's a get-well card. I don't know exactly where it is, but I do still have it. And there's a picture of an angel in the front. And I read the note inside, Kim, I don't know why I had to pay $4 for this card. I have no clue, but I know it's for you. Signed, I love you, Nicole. I opened that up, and I got teardrops falling everywhere, because now there he is. There's a picture of who I am in my spirit. Not the flaws of the flesh, but the real me. And I wept, held it to my heart, and asked God to forgive me. Why?
You underestimated yourself.
Yeah. Because you see, he took somebody 300 miles away to awaken the truth in me, and I said nothing to anybody. I'm sharing this, because I don't think I've ever shared this before. I got a lot of stories, because I get pretty nosy with God. Some of you are like a bump on the log. You're just waiting for him to download, and he's waiting for you to knock on that door.
Oh, you're preaching now. I love it.
What got it? Just, why are you sitting there? Oh, I wish he'd do something. I wish you'd do something.
Yes, come on, Kim.
Would you get up? Would you put your Bibles down? You're in for it now, kid. Come on up here. Say, this God that we serve. Come on, this God that we serve.
This God that we serve.
He's not only got Trump on his eyesight.
He's not only got Trump on his eyesight.
And on his heart.
And on his heart.
But he's got me.
But he's got me.
On his eyesight.
On his eyesight.
And on his heart.
And on his heart.
And he's looking.
And he's looking.
When am I going to get serious?
When am I going to get serious?
When am I going to get nosy?
When am I going to get nosy?
It's not all about Kim getting a postcard.
It's not all about Kim getting a postcard.
It's about me.
It's about me.
Getting to know.
Getting to know.
My Creator.
My Creator.
He's got a picture of me.
He's got a picture of me.
I need a picture of me.
I need a picture of me.
Of what I really look like.
Of what I really look like.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
Not the rundown parts.
Not the rundown parts.
But the perky parts.
That
I'll have for eternity.
That I'll have for eternity.
I give you praise, Father.
I give you praise, Father.
You did not create junk.
You did not create junk.
You did a great job.
You did a great job.
Adam and Eve failed.
Adam and Eve failed.
But by God's grace, Jesus didn't fail.
But by God's grace, Jesus did not fail.
And I am interested.
And I am interested.
About who I really am in Christ. I'm connected.
I'm connected.
To a body of believers.
To a body of believers.
Called the house of prayer.
Called the house of prayer.
For all nations.
For all nations.
And for all nationalities.
And for all nationalities.
We lift up.
We lift up.
This entire globe.
This entire globe.
Tonight.
Tonight.
We ask that you release.
We ask that you release.
Not only grace.
Not only grace.
But favor.
But favor.
And salvation.
And salvation.
And deliverance.
And deliverance.
To all those throughout the earth.
To all those throughout the earth.
Because there is a mighty wave.
Because there is a mighty wave.
Of revival.
Of revival.
And salvation.
And salvation.
And healing and deliverance.
And healing and deliverance.
Coming into our area.
Coming into our area.
Direct from heaven.
Direct from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that I need to get nosy.
Thank you that I need to get nosy.
So whatever you got to do,
so whatever you got to do,
stir me up.
Stir me up.
And get me nosy.
And get me nosy.
To get to know.
To get to know.
Who I am in Christ.
Who I am in Christ.
And the part of me.
And the part of me.
That's eternal.
That's eternal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you. Thank you.